Hey everybody, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every evening we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Genesis 32, Mark 3, Esther 8, and Romans 3. And, I'm always struck as we read Romans, like it's one of those that just cuts you, right? And I was reminded, you know, that doing wrong, hoping that God's sovereign omnipotence will override it and end in his glory, I mean, that's broken religion to a T. Like, instead of relationship, which what Jesus actually invites us into. While we can be assured that God's glory is the end game of all things, our willful participation in his righteousness or our old nature's unrighteousness opens a window into our heart and gives color to the character of the one reigning and ruling truly on the throne therein. So let's not look for loopholes in the law. I mean, classic examples like bringing my own snacks into the movie theater, saying that it's not actually stealing and it's fine since they overcharge so much. Or what about when we use multiple email addresses to sign up for free trial after free trial of different services? Or purchasing bootleg products made against copyright laws? Or jailbroken versions of software of television services, justifying it because we don't have enough money to pay for the full thing? Like, religion looks for ways to make these justified. Relationship asks the question, does this please my Father in heaven? When we fall short, and we all do, and all will, we have the assurance that God promises that those who trust in Jesus, like, we will not be discarded, rejected, or abandoned, but forgiven as we are repentant. Relationship like that? That's like what you have with a loving parent. And it would say, I don't want to find ways to skirt around their instructions, but I want to do all I can to bring them joy with how I live. Some of the worst words that you can hear from a parent that you love and respect is that they are disappointed in you. While I don't believe we can truly disappoint God because he knows where we're headed, I do believe we can bring him displeasure and grieve his spirit. In this journey from our old ways to our new, we should be able to look back, like we referenced in yesterday's podcast, and see a track record, not only of our growth, but God's faithfulness as we become to look more and more like Jesus. We may not immediately recognize it, but that's a glimpse of what we see in Jacob's journey here in chapter 32 of Genesis. But real quick, before we get to that, do you guys remember that old folktale, The Emperor's New Clothes? I was reminded of that. This emperor hires some swindlers as vanity helps him believe that they will make him look as sharp as possible. But they say the clothes that they dress him in, they will look invisible to the stupid and incompetent. So no one has the guts to tell the emperor that they see him wearing nothing. I mean, the power of deception and fear. Right, Jacob was a lot like those swindlers. I mean, he was a lying conniver who was a lot like I had previously described in regards to looking for ways around the law. A man looking for a way to work the system in his advantage. Then he went too far and he had to run for his life. And now we find him more humble, recognizing God's grace on him in his entire travels. And while he knows he was so unworthy even, and he remembers and reflects on the promises of God, and he starts to work towards restitution and reconciliation with his brother whom he had wronged. Now he's named Israel, and we see a clear picture of God's grace and mercy on his undeserving people, us included, as he walks us through the fulfillment of his promises. It isn't until the chapter where Jacob gets his limp that we see him finally walking tall as one clothed in righteousness. Not because of his power, wisdom, or loving kindness, but because of his God's faithfulness. Righteousness is Jacob's reward. Because of God's love for us, he gives us his righteousness through faith in Jesus. Let us not live in such a way that the world believes our righteousness to simply be the emperor's new clothes. Let us live out of relationship and embrace not only the righteousness Jesus died for us to wear, but for us to become. You are the righteousness of Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we cannot earn righteousness, that our own righteousness, our own attempts to do right are but filthy rags in light of your righteousness, your goodness. As we link arms as the church in ways to pursue justice, Lord God, I pray that we would also be just. Justice must begin within, Lord God. So work that righteousness within us. Help us to recognize the logs in our eyes as we perceive the logs in others, and help us to live lives as those redeemed and not simply those trying to walk out of religion. We thank you for relationship in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there, especially if you're newer to the podcast. You can check out the reading plan that we're doing right there as well. Subscribe, rate, and share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.